Remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The 21-year-old man arrested for a mass shooting at a July 4th parade in a suburb of the U.S. city of Chicago, Illinois, has confessed and told police he considered a second attack while on the run. Robert Crimo III, charged with 7 counts of first-degree murder, made his first court appearance Wednesday. The state's attorney says he faces a mandatory life sentence without the possibility of parole if convicted. The gunfire that killed the parents of a 2-year-old boy found alone after the parade shooting are among the 7 people killed. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Aiden McCarthy was found bloodied and alone and wasn't reunited with his grandparents until Monday night. Authorities say his parents, Kevin and Irina, both in their 30s, were killed in the mass shooting. 4 of the others killed range in age from 63 to 88, and all were from Highland Park, except for one visiting family from Mexico. They include a lifelong member of a local synagogue, a loving grandfather, a financial advisor, and a mother of 2. GoFundMes have been set up for victims, including one for Aiden's family that has raised more than $2 million so far, with donors leaving heartbreaking messages. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will see his Chinese counterpart this week at a group of 20 foreign ministers meeting that may well exacerbate divides over Russia's war in Ukraine. While strained U.S.-China ties will be the focus of Blinken's talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, the broader G20 event in Indonesia will be overshadowed by the Ukraine conflict. China and many other participants have resisted signing on to U.S. and European opposition to Russia's invasion. This is VOA News. Government officials continue resigning in Britain. More than 30